Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And we saw Titus Rand doing the pregame there. The, I don't know what the hell we call it anymore.
The countdown.
Countdown, all right. Went and saw his show the other night. It was amazing. And it's funny, the Carrying Monsters show is about his personal life and his family life and all the stuff that went wrong, and you know, and his divorce and his kids. I mean, he just lays it out there. And in fact, I Googled Titus's first wife, and she was hot, but she apparently was really crazy. If you watch his special, but I should bring it up to that. Your ex-wife was hot. Next time I see him. Yeah. I never knew his ex-wife looked like.
You.
I just Googled Titus's ex-wife, and there's a bunch of pictures of them on red carpets. And, you know, she was a good-looking lady. Still is, but she's apparently a pain in the ass. So he did that whole show, and it was about his family stuff. And he threw in just, like, two things at the end. He gets to stage right away, say, I'm not going to be political, like his Twitter. I'm just not going to be political. This is about my family, blah, blah. So I'm thinking, okay, that lets the – but the audience knows Titus. They know he's a –
you know where he lands.
Right, yeah, they do. But at the end, he made a couple jokes about people never having to go to jail like the Trump administration. He did those, he threw two quick ones in there, and nobody in the Trump administration has to pay for anything, blah, blah, which is true because they don't have to pay for anything. And no, nobody says anything. But the Zero Side Effects show he had done before, which I'd never seen and I haven't watched, was all politics. It was all about the COVID and the politics and hammering, you know, the orange dictator. Try the dictators.
Though, yeah. They're great.
And I'm thinking, I wanted to ask him. I forgot to ask him that. I said, how the hell did you do that show? Because even though people know where you stand, somebody showed up at that and was going to go, bah, bah, you know, can people do that? Lewis Black.
Yeah.
Lewis tells us that.
Right.
Lewis is.
I hope Lewis Black isn't political tonight.
Exactly. And they somebody yells at Lewis Black every time.
I've been reading a bunch of stories here recently. You know, Rage Against the Machine is back out on tour.
Oh, I'm glad you brought this up.
And apparently a bunch of people on social media are like, well, I like these guys better when they were not political. Like, what? What? Yeah.
So before they were a band?
They play in front of a bunch of script that says, you know, transgenders are people, all kinds of liberal sayings. It's called Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah,
they've always been political.
This is the stuff they've been standing up for since day one.
Right.
The machine against which they rage.
Exactly.
Yeah, they put up something about the treatment of natives on a screen in Canada.
Yeah.
I saw
all
that
kinds
yesterday.
Of stuff.
Yeah, just shut up. And you know what? And I remember a buddy of ours used to go see Dave Matthews. And I think Dave Matthews sucks, but I know people like him. But Dave Matthews is a real liberal guy, and he says liberal stuff on stage. Or should you just shut up? Well, then don't go see him.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to see Ted Nugent or Kid Rock. I would never go see Kid Rock. But I used to watch Ted Nugent back in the day. I like Ted. But now he's going to say jackass stuff on stage. I'm just not going to go to the show. You know, I don't care.
If you're just now realizing that Rage Against the Machine has a political agenda, you either just figured out that they're a band or you've just not been paying attention for 30
That's
years.
What drove me crazy about
Paul
that
Ryan.
Story. That's what drove me crazy about that story. Right, exactly. About that story, Puss, is that I was never a big fan, but I knew exactly where they were coming from. They were called Rage Against the Machine. I was familiar with their lyrics and what they stood for. They were total libtard cucks, like all of us.
Yeah,
we say that. We mean endearment, by the way.
You know, that band is solidly in Nick and I's wheelhouse.
But
everybody our age, if you had half a brain and were paying attention, you realized what was going on.
Well, here was the deal with that. Mm-hmm. They were the ones that were bitching because. There ain't new fans to that band. They've been touring 3 years, a decade.
11 years.
Okay, so
they
the people that went, that really wanted to go see them this time around were old fans.
Yeah.
And they never knew from the beginning.
You have to be just dumb. You're dumb.
Yeah, you've got to be just dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, wasn't he a poli-sci major?
Tom Morello.
Tom Morello. Harvard.
Harvard.
Hangs out with
and I could see them gaining new fans because I remember
now,
being like 15 years old and just having it turned up real loud in my room. It was like, F you, I won't do what you tell me. And at that point, the machine was,
I get
my parents.
So Some people say she's still a machine.
I get that. I get that, Push. Craig, whoever Craig, Jesus, Chloe. I'm just going to go through the list anymore. Nick.
His name is Nick.
I totally get that, Nick. But I'm still thinking it. But I don't think 17-year-old kids showing up today are going to go, shut up, yeah. Like Trump. So I'm thinking people that were around for a long time went and saw him and are bitching about, shut up.
I wonder what the wardrobe looks like of the crowd that's there. Because I went to see the Smashing Pumpkins a couple years ago.
Yeah, what were they?
A lot of, uh-oh.
Oh, we got dogs.
The dogs are up.
The dogs are up.
I thought there was time to trim the toenails.
Your house was falling down. But in the crowd at the Smashing Pumpkins show, a lot of bright colored, you know, golf shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
That would have been just shades of gray and black.
Oh, yeah. For special pumpkins.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Real happy.
So I wonder if that's what it looks like.
I have to assume the rage crowd is a bit more authentic.
Now, we had our Annalise was saw him in Chicago, right? So she could probably check in this morning if she's listening.
And she was at the show where Zach like messed up his foot and had to was like sitting on the side of the stage on a road case to finish the show.
That's hilarious because obviously he went back out on stage after 11 years and doesn't move like he used to and tried to move like he used to and pulled something right away. I thought it was hilarious.
I think he might actually broke something because like he's not
25 anymore.
Yeah. He's in a boot
like the
or
second
something.
Show in crack.
Ow. Ow.
Yeah, kind of.
old guy rage. My back.
Yeah, let's rage without moving.
Rage against my ankle.
Yeah, didn't see that show. Yeah, but I know it was. You went and had tickets to that show. It didn't go, right?
Yeah, that's
it was canceled, right?
That's a sore subject.
Yeah, it was canceled, right?
But Nick and I were doing some planning on that. We might be able to go catch them next year.
Yeah.
Are they coming around next year?
Weren't they going to be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota?
And they still will be.
Yes.
They will be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
In 2024?
34 months after I originally had tickets for that show.
Jeez.
Wow.
Did you hold on to them?
No. I got the refund on those a long time ago.
All right. 34.
I'm serious. Yeah. I was supposed to see that show in May of 2020. It's now scheduled for March of 2023.
Well, you think about it, that hairband show, the stadium tour, which sold out in Milwaukee last night, and Brett's calling tomorrow, that thing was supposed to go on tour 2 years ago. So, yeah, the 2020 was originally here. Yeah. And they we'll look at that. No, not next year.
2021. 2022.
What a nightmare.
And I guess from what I've read, they're going to take that thing to Europe maybe next year.
Why not, man?
Take that same lineup and do stadiums in Europe.
They're selling places out.
Yep.
Yeah, might as well make the money while you can, man. I saw a big picture of, I guess, the Kiss was in Zurich or something like that.
Yeah.
Nick's face.
You hear that? Yeah. You hear that? He didn't talk about his wife like that.
Yeah.
And I saw the other
I love it, though, because they're, you know, a lot of people are like, Kiss, what the hell? Like, them getting that kind of send-off globally is
amazing.
I love it.
Well, people are wrong.
Yeah.
When they hammer Kiss, they're just wrong. They don't get it.
I agree.
They don't get it. They don't understand. I mean, you don't have to go watch them or anything, but they don't get it.
Well, those are the people that should go watch them.
Right.
But they're like, what? And
say what you want about what music sells. When it comes to concerts, it's Rock Bands.
God, nobody wants to see other crap in concert.
Rock Bands are the ones. I mean, look around when they put that stadium tour sold out.
Right.
Springsteen's going to put a bunch of U.S. dates on sale this week. They'll go in
rock
a minute.
Rock rules the concert world.
Yeah.
The other stuff's not concert worthy. That's why. It's just not, you know. Blah, who cares, you know. Go up there and play your DJ music. Nobody cares.
And every once in a while, Garth comes around.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I'll be there.
Or Eric Church.
I'll be
the
there.
The thunder rolls.
Shut up.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I just see the story for Nick here. I saw this one on Friday, I think after we left. you know, a lot of prices going up. Everybody's paying more for everything. But Costco taking a stand. The hot dog will not be getting a price increase.
They never will. I think there's a famous story about that where the dude that runs Costco, somebody had mentioned that, and he's like, you raise that price and I'll kill you.
Oh, really? How much does the hot dog at Costco?
$1.50.
All right. Jeez, you both know. Is it amazing?
Yeah.
All right.
And it's been that way. It's been that way since 1985. They said it's a $1.50 hot dog and soda combo.
Oh, hold it, man. That's a lot of money.
Which means it was a horrible markup
it's a big
in 1985.
Yeah.
Markup in 85, that's a lot in 85.
It's bigger than your normal hot dog.
Okay.
It's huge.
Yeah.
All right.
But you can't even.
I wanted that tape.
That sounded weird right there.
I wanted that tape. No, it won't.
Yeah,
when I say,
it sounded weird right
when
there.
When I say, how big is that penis, guys? You guys both say that. That'll be perfect.
I ate two of them one time.
It's a quarter pound.
Never again.
It's a quarter pound hot dog.
I don't go to Costco, but if I ever do, I'll check it out.
Quarter pound.
Sometimes I would just go to Costco for lunch.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a little rare.
I thought there was another item they were standing firm on too.
Yeah. Oh, for lunch. Okay, got it.
Not just the hot dog. There was another thing that they weren't going to change the price on. I don't recall what
Kirkland
it was.
Kirkland vodka. Don't you guys get your Kirkland there?
Yeah, that's their brand.
Very reasonable.
I saw
Titus
tweet now. He likes Kirkland vodka the other day.
But yeah, it says here.
Which is not Grey Goose, by the way.
No.
That's the urban legend floating around, but it's not Grey Goose vodka.
The combo is a quarter pound hot dog and a 20-ounce soda for $1.50. It says if they raised it on par with inflation now, it should cost about $4.13, but they're not going to do that. They're going to leave it right there, $1.50 for your hot dog.
They must sell a lot of them then.
They must.
Yeah.
For that amount of money, man. That's not that much.
Yeah, they got like a little snack stand up front where you get pizza and hot dogs.
My sister said that they go to her and her granddaughter, they go to Target a lot for the hot dogs. You gotta try the Target hot dogs. I said, you know what, I don't. And they have a little kitchen they have that little area at the Target.
They got
or something.
The little cafeteria.
I like Target, but I just don't go there to eat.
No.
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 But are the Target hot dogs particularly good?
Never had them.
All right.
I'd be very surprised.
Don't ask all snooty about this. You guys eat Costco dogs.
I've never actually had the Costco hot dog. Oh, I just know that it's there. I see it all the time.
I couldn't give anybody crap about the Target hot dog. I pine for a gas station hot dog that they don't carry anymore. They're like, oh, we switched to this other brand. I'm like, yeah, that's not better. Like, what you had before was special, and now it's gone.
You mean the roller kind at the gas station?
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
Is it Costco? Was Costco the first place that had, like, the onion grinder thing for their, like,
oh, they make onions right there. You grind it yourself?
It's like a big dispenser that you just crank and it shoots out onions onto your hot dog.
Fresh. Totally fresh. But it's gone.
You should see. He's really trying to sell me. Right. Nick was, I mean, believe me, if I went to Costco today, I'd get a hot dog. Right now I want a hot dog. We just sold enough of them.
Yeah.
They start advertising.
Yeah, I used to work not far from there at all. There were times where the hot dog would be the only thing I would leave Costco with.
That's $1.50.
Because I don't like to, I don't mind getting the food from there, but I don't like to sit there and eat.
Oh, there are places to sit and eat?
Oh, yeah, there's seats.
There's a
stuff.
Food court?
You're sitting in a warehouse, right?
There will be people having family dinner there.
Yep, you see it every time you go in.
I hate to pick on people, but it costs money. I mean, stuff, you know, a lot of people don't have a lot of cash. I can
a lot of
that.
People like the ambiance. Well, yeah, but sure.
No. Yeah, it has no ambiance. Let's say the food's good, but there's no ambiance.
No, there's no place that has no ambiance. It has ambiance.
Hey, I love to eat when I can eat at places where I can turn right around and buy a whole set of tires, too. That's ambiance, man.
No, you don't eat there either.
Well, and if you're buying the food there, it's going to taste the same at home.
Yeah, I got it.
Like,
but don't you eat it on the way to the car in the parking lot?
Oh, I've eaten my share of Costco hot dogs.
I'm sure we can find someone who can call in and say the food tastes even better inside Costco.
In the Focus.
It's like eating outside.
Sad Nick and his Focus eating a hot dog, going back to the job he hated.
I've done that at work before where you don't park by where everybody parks because you don't want them to see you eating your Costco hot dog in your car. Yeah.
Eating the sad hot dog back at work.
I'm not going to lie. There's a picture here in this story that I'm looking at of somebody holding one of the actual hot dogs from Costco.
Right.
And it looks really good. Yeah, I mean, it looks good. I would eat that right now.
All right.
And I'm not as big a hot dog freak as Nick. But that looks really good.
They're good. And I don't know if the onion cranker is back or not.
I
they
think
got
it
rid
is.
Of that during
oh,
COVID.
Oh, because of COVID?
Yeah.
Took away the onion cranker.
Well, that thing started showing up at
so
ballparks, too. I'm
cranking my
too.
Onions last yeah. night.
Yeah, you they, see that? You see that at ballparks, yeah, too, now.
How can we start on ballparks? I don't even wait on you anymore. It's stupid. Are you here? And I go up to the ballpark, and the guy looks at you. And I go, I have a hot dog. He just points his pad in front of him. I'm thinking, well, the sun's shining off that. I can't see it. And it is. And I go, okay, well, I'll try this. I go, you're standing right here, dude. I know, but they get to do that. And he waits for me to plug all this stuff in, and he just turns around and gets it. I mean, what? How stupid is that?
Yeah, it's dumb.
It's dumb, man.
Where's this? At Major League Ballpark?
No, the one in our town.
Oh, okay.
Well, a lot
I
of places.
Guess I haven't been this season.
Yeah.
A lot of the ballparks, I think, have put it onto like an app ordering system.
Well, Major League Park, I can see.
Yeah,
that.
Major League Park.
But I was in a Major League Park recently, and I walked up and ordered face to face with the person.
Sure.
You know,
sure. I think
Ameritrade, and excuse me, it's not called Ameritrade anymore. Where the College World Series
Schwab,
is, they still look at you and ask you what you want.
Yeah.
You know, Don't say I'm old-fashioned that way. That's what it should be. What do you want?
I think it was Dodger Stadium I saw this year started doing an app ordering system where you can order from your
Well, so it's ready to go when you get up there.
Yeah, and you just skip the line. You walk right up to the window, pick up your stuff, and go.
That's great.
That's convenient. I like that.
I get the pad if they're busy, but if the dude's just standing there, just, you know, hit the hot dog button and, get a hot dog.
Yeah.
That's what they do at Costco.
Where's the hot dog button on you, Nick?
Well, anywhere.
Right.
Hit my hot dog button.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.